Hey, welcome to Be Yourself by Yourself, the place where embracing solo living becomes our new norm. I'm Jadalyn Franco, and if you've ever spent nights scrolling, wondering how to fill your days with joy by yourself, I might be with you. I used to think I needed others to make life more fulfilling, but I found a whole new perspective to enjoy living alone. Join me as we explore real stories, practical advice, and discover a community that gets it. Together, let's turn solo living into the highlight of our 20s. Are you ready? Wow. Hi. Welcome to the first episode of my podcast. I'm so happy you're here. I just want to start off by saying I'm so sorry about the sound quality. I'm, you know, working on it as much as I can. I'm watching all these YouTube videos, taking advice from people. It's just a learning curve I got to get over type of thing, as well as learning not to say filler words and be better at storytelling. So thank you for being here as I start out this process of learning. Thank you very much. But anyways, I want to start off this podcast with the story of how I went to Rolling Loud by myself, because honestly, whenever I'm in a situation where there's something I'm nervous about that I have to do on my own, I always kind of look back to this trip and remind myself like, oh, I did that, so I can do this type of thing. Because since then, I don't think there's ever been anything as big as going to Rolling Loud by myself. So, you know, nothing's, you know, been scarier than that. Like, I've already done the scariest thing that I could think of, really. So let's get into it. So me and a hometown friend were planning to go to Rolling Loud, Miami in 2022 because we both love music. We've both been to a Trippie Redd concert before, have the same interest of artists and music. So, like, why wouldn't we go? And I will say my favorite artists are, like, XXXTentacion, Trippie Redd, Juice WRLD, MGK. Ugh, I love Flo Milli. Oh, she's so good. Artists like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of that there. Again, I got to see Flo Milli there. I got to see Ski Mask of Sump God. He was my favorite set. But back to the story. We were going to go together, and I was so excited because she travels a lot, and she's done it a lot by herself. So I was like, oh, perfect. I can just, you know, listen to her, do what she tells me to do, and I'm just going type of thing. We planned it all together, like even Airbnb. I've never booked one before, so it was great to learn for the first time. But come to the day before we're supposed to leave, I'm up at university and she's back home, so that's like a 4-hour distance. I find out that she's way too sick to go, and I feel so bad. She was so sick. Like, you know, if she could go, she'd go. Like, this is Rolling Loud. We've been planning this. We paid for it. We split the Airbnb. And she was so kind to not make me, you know, pay her back or, like, pay the whole thing in full because we split it. Which, honestly, looking back, I should have. But, you know, broke college kid. So, thank you for that. But, yeah, so I literally only had, like, less than 24 hours to, you know, collect myself and figure out what I'm going to do, because I'm at dinner with a friend and find out that now I'm going to this by myself. And that scared me so much. So much, guys. I left the dinner with my friend that I was at when I found out early because I was just like, I have to go process this. I have to go figure some stuff out. I don't know what I'm going to do. I was literally panicking. One, because I've never flown by myself before, so I would have to navigate the airport by myself, which, oh, that was so scary to me. And two, my wristband to get into the festival was at home. She was going to bring it with her to me because I had it sent to my home address because I thought that'd be, you know, safer, more reliable type of thing. So I was like, oh, now when I get there, I'm going to have to go to the will call tent and, like, I'm going to have to figure out where that is. And it was just, you know, looking back, it wasn't that dramatic, but at the time it was to me because I never had to think about this stuff. And now the day before I'm supposed to be there, I have to figure all this out type of thing. So, you know, I just tried to breathe and tell myself, well, first I had to decide, am I going or am I not going? And, you know, it's the day before, I already paid and I didn't want to have to worry about, like, refunds and not getting money back. And I, like, hyped myself up for this. So I'm going. I decided I'm going. I can't miss this. This is way too big. But now, how do I do it by myself? So first, I just started off grabbing, like, I have this mini notebook that I wanted to bring with me. And inside, I wrote, like, the Airbnb code to get in the first place, because it looked like we weren't going to meet the host at all. No interaction. So I just wanted to make sure I was set up, because I was supposed to get in at, like, midnight with my flight. So, like, if I needed help, it'd be probably pretty hard to get it that late at night. So figure out the address, even the airport. I think I even wrote down, like, a like a taxi service thing in case something with my phone didn't work and I wasn't able to like get an Uber. I just try to think of like any possible thing that could go wrong and find a solution ahead of time, just in case, because I'm by myself. And sometimes even when I really need it, you know, I can be, you know, too shy to ask someone for help. And that was shown when I finally got to the airport. I was flying Southwest and I just got in line where I saw a line happening. Why? I don't know. And it wasn't even for the right airline, but thankfully, like, I built up the courage after like 4 minutes of standing in the line to ask the girl in front of me, you know, if I'm even in the right line. And she was so nice, helped me out, pointed me in the right direction. And then I ended up like being behind her for the TSA check. So that was sweet. And then the rest of the airport experience was, you know, fine. It was great. I got to like meet up with people who were also going to Rolling Loud, or not meet up. I got to meet also people who were going to Rolling Loud. Of course, it's a huge festival. So, you know, I was kind of hoping and expecting to see people. So got to talk with them, made it like less awkward, you know, just, you know, waiting to board the plane as I'm, you know, trying not to freak out because this is my first time flying by myself. And your girl gets motion sickness. So I had to, you know, take those motion sickness pills, and oh, they didn't help that much, but made it through. And I got to sit next to someone who was also going again to Rolling Loud. So we got to talk about, you know, who we're excited for and how she's been before and how she was also going by herself because she was meeting up with people that she met the first time she went. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I was also hoping to meet up with some people that I met online. So on Facebook, there's a Rolling Loud page, and people just, you know, kind of make these comments or threads or whatever talking about like, hey, who's going? I'm making a group chat, like, you know, send me your ad or send me a message if you want in the group chats. Like, there's all these people making group chats. I'm like, I'm okay, let's see what these are all about. So I end up getting into like three or four. And one of them was like just for the girls type of group chat where people were, you know, asking like, what should I wear? Or like, will I be like too revealing in this, stuff like that? Like, you know, good to know. And I was also curious what everyone else was going to be wearing, you know, even though there's so many pictures online, but I just, you know, you never know. And then some other group chats were just a mix of people from like all over. Like, we ended up like following each other. We're snapping like a lot, honestly, in these group chats up until, you know, Rolling Loud. And then even after for a bit, and especially during. Like, some kid showed how his tooth got chipped during, like, Lil Uzi Vert's set. So that was crazy. Like, imagine that happening to you. But anyways, it was, like, really cool that that happened, though, because we still kind of interact with each other all on social media. Hi, Jalen. I hope you're listening to this. And I even got to meet up with someone. Like, when I was visiting North Carolina, I posted, like, an Instagram story, and someone from those group chats that followed me ended up, like, reaching out saying, like, OMG, like, I'm over there, too, right now, because, like, I posted how I was up in Uptown at Charlotte, and he was working up there. So we ended up meeting for lunch, and then, you know, he showed me around, and it was really cool. Like, that was a trip I went by myself. That's for another episode. And it was just cool to, like, have that experience. Like, I only met with someone because of a group chat for Rolling Loud, but anyways, yeah, so get to the Airbnb, all is well, and I'm ready. I show up, and obviously I gotta figure out the will call tent. Ooh, first I guess I should say, I was doing the shuttle service that they have, so instead of getting an Uber to the venue or staying nearby or in one of their hotels, I did the shuttle. So from my Airbnb, I had a 30-minute walk to the shuttle pickup area. The shuttles take you to the venue, and then they'll bring you back as well. So I did that, and then I was like, ugh, I have to find the will call tent now. Guys, I was in that line for like 2 hours. No, probably over 2 hours. Not even an exaggeration, because their system was down, and they were trying to call people. It's not getting fixed. So after 2 hours or something, you know, people are finally yelling, asking like what's going on. They realize the line isn't moving, and they figure out the systems are down. Everyone goes crazy. I'm just following the crowd, you know, like I don't want to get left behind. And thankfully I was by myself, so I was just able to, like, you know, weasel my way up because I don't have like a train of friends behind me. So that was nice, but took way too long to get in. I missed the little Yachty set. I had to hear it from the outside, and knowing that I could have been inside hearing it, oh, that sucked. But finally made it in. I was like, oh, okay, let's have a good rest of, you know, day one Rolling Loud. I did not have a good rest of the day. I mean, at Rolling Loud, it was good, but on my, all the sets were amazing, but I got to see Kid Cudi, and that's when people were so dumb and were like throwing stuff on stage that was funny, or like throwing the water packs that you get handed out, the SOS things. They were throwing them up on stage and almost hit him. So he was like, oh, if you throw one more thing at me, I'm leaving. And someone, of course, you can't say that though, because obviously someone did. So he left. So that was unfortunate. But there was only like, I think he was the last set of that. I don't even remember. Anyways, the sets are over. Amazing. Now it's time to go find the shuttle pickup area, so that I can go back and do my 30-minute walk back to my Airbnb. But I did not do that because I didn't do a good enough job of describing how I got back, because, again, I'm trying to relieve myself of any anxiety. And as soon as we get off the shuttle, when I got there, I was making note of like how to get back, because, again, I've never been here. So I was like, and there was, it was kind of like a weird way. You have to like climb up these steps, go off the bridge, do some more weird walking. So I was trying to keep track. Oh, turn left here. At the end of the bridge, you're going to turn right. And then you pass this blue sign. I'm trying to do all the things. Clearly that didn't help me, because I could not find my way back. And I knew some people from home who were also there. I never got to actually see them while we were there. Again, huge festival. Not that crazy that I didn't see them. But they were doing a shuttle service too for a different pickup area. But they were snapping me, asking if like I knew where it was. And I was like, no. I was hoping you guys knew. So they were no help. So I end up just following the crowd of people that are just walking out. I just felt too shy to turn around and try to look somewhere else, because I kind of knew I wasn't going in the right direction after a while. But I was just too shy to be like, just, I don't know, turn around and try something else, because people would see that I all of a sudden turn around. And again, these are huge crowds of people. If I just turned around, someone probably would have bumped into me. So it was, it seemed like too much trouble to do that. I know, ridiculous. Anyways, we're walking for miles. I have no idea where I'm going. I'm just walking with the crowd. I don't know what my thought process was on this, honestly. We get to an area where it's a bunch of little shops. So I'm like sitting in the parking lot of like an O'Reilly's or something. And I try to order an Uber. I finally got one. So I'm walking to the pickup destination. It was like a block away, whatever. I had time. He was moving really slowly. And then all of a sudden he messaged me like, yeah, sorry, I can't pick you up. There's no way I'm making it over to you, because obviously with Rolling Loud, all these streets are closed. All these people are trying to leave. All these people are walking in the streets. The cars weren't moving. So I just went back into this parade of people and kept walking and walking. I don't know how many miles I've walked. I should have checked. Anyways, I noticed all these people are at this gas station sitting. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop and sit and try again. And I'm kind of listening to the conversations nearby. And they're talking about like, oh, I got an Uber. Oh, I got a Lyft. And then they'd be like, oh, they dropped mine. Oh, they dropped mine. And so I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to wait even more. So I try, you know, and then I build up the courage to ask the group of people next to me, like, oh, are you guys getting rides? And they're like, no. And then they would let me know, like, oh, I got one. Did you get one? You know, so kind of checking up on each other. That was nice. I felt more comfortable because obviously I'm like by myself and it's kind of clear. So I'm trying to sit kind of close to them so people can't see that I'm alone, because, you know, felt safer that way. But anyways, I finally get one. The Uber was $90. But at that point, I didn't care. I just wanted to go back to the Airbnb. I just wanted to be back. I wanted to go to bed. I'm tired. Pay the $90. Gave them like 18 or 20% tip, whatever. Added even more. My bank was hurting, but it was worth it. It was so worth it. I was just not expecting to spend that much for a ride or transportation, because in my head, I was just like, oh, I'm taking the shuttle. I'm walking there. I won't really have to pay for an Uber, because there was only one day on this trip where like it was a full day after the 3 days of Rolling Loud. So I had nothing planned to do. So I wasn't expecting that, but made it back and told myself I'm not doing that again. So day two, walking to the shuttle, Miami was an interesting experience. I got catcalled like at least 5 times every time I was walking to the shuttle. So that was great. And the walkbacks in the dark were kind of scary, but I will say one of the times, thankfully, someone on that shuttle ride at that time I took was going back towards the same place. So he was like way ahead of me, but I walked faster to kind of catch up. And I don't know if he noticed or like, you know, just noticed I was walking for a while behind him, ended up like turning to me and seeing that I was from Rolling Loud from the bag that I was wearing. So we ended up talking. So that was cool. But I did a way better job of marking like turn left, turn right, go over the bridge, because I was not going to miss the shuttle again. I was not walking again. I'm not wasting the money I paid for the shuttle. The next two nights, I was able to get back on the shuttle. Thank gosh. So that was honestly just the worst part of the whole trip, really. Other than that, it was amazing. I got to make friends with everyone that was beside me. I made sure to always be at a gate. That's something I always try to do when I go to concerts. It's just, I feel safer that way because you're getting pushed around so much. But when you're at the gate, you can at least do a death grip on there. And I mean, you can only be pushed forward so much. And you're right next to the guard, security, whatever they're called. And at Rolling Loud, you know, you want to be right there because that's where they're handing out all these waters. There's the water shooting machines. Like, it's honestly the perfect spot. So you can be at the gate, whether you're literally at the front gate, like where the stage is in front of you, or at Rolling Loud, there's like these kind of gaps. So I'd be at a gate, but it's not like the front gate. There's a whole section in front of me, but I'm still close to the stage where I can clearly see you, the performer. So that was really cool. I'm getting to meet these people. And I met these group of guys who were 2 years younger. They were incoming college freshmen. And we make a plan to meet up again the next day at the same spot because we liked our spot. And just made good friends, had similar music interests. We all loved Playboi Carti, so that was really cool. But they end up, like, one of the guys ends up trying to snap and ask to come over to my Airbnb. And I was like, I don't remember what I said. I made up a way to say no because, again, I'm by myself. I didn't really feel comfortable having someone, like, know where I was staying. You know, I barely knew them. And then the dude, after a few hours, ends up blocking me on Instagram and Snapchat. I really don't understand that one, but that's fine. I knew still plenty of people there. But it's funny, I ended up like meeting all new people and I never met up with the people from these group chats. They'd always be like, oh, let's meet here at this time. But I had people I wanted to see. Like when it was day three was when Trippie was performing, I went straight to that stage so that I could be at the front. And I was. That was so much fun. I got to catch a bag thrown out by one of the artists. It was Moneybagg Yo, but I won't lie, I don't listen to him. So I wasn't really caring for that set, but it was cool to catch something. And it was funny because they threw out these cloth bags that had dollar signs on them. So everyone's like, oh my God, they're throwing out money. And I'm like, okay. So I ended up getting to catch one. I had to play a little tug of war with the guy next to me, but he ends up letting me have it, but says that I have to split what's ever inside. So I'm like, okay, I open it up. Everyone's like, what'd you get? Like surrounding me, you know, I don't know who these people are. I made friends with some of the ones next to me, but again, I still don't know who they are, but everyone's trying to ask. And it ends up literally just being a hand towel. It was nothing. People kept trying to come up, even if it was money, like, why would I tell you one and two? Well, I'm not going to give it to you. Are you kidding me? But that was cool. And honestly, like, okay, I love music and concerts, but being able to see so many artists just in 3 days, crazy. And I'll say I did all this sober because when I'm by myself, so I don't really think I shouldn't have been sober. And all these people next to me, it's crazy that when people have to get pulled out, even like one of the times it was like only like 4:30 p.m. when I was at the front waiting for Trippie's set, you know, no one's performing yet. This girl next to me all of a sudden, like, I thought she was like leaning on me or something. No, she passes out. And it was like that whole day's ruined for her. She doesn't get to see anyone. And I mean, unless she recovers. But like once you leave, you can't come back. And I'm guessing, you know, I don't know where they take them, but I'm guessing she needed help. So I'm guessing she had to leave. I don't know. But stuff like that was just like so crazy to me. I never was like, oh, I need water. Because again, I was always at the front. So they're just handing out water. I would take one when they're offering. But honestly, those things were so hard to open. Like, you had to use your teeth. And even then, sometimes I literally could not open it. I was literally just eating the plastic at that point, which that wasn't as fun. But all in all, it was a great experience. I got to go through some scary moments. And then at the end of it, I had a free day after the 3 days. So on Sunday, I didn't have anything because I didn't fly back till Monday. But I was just so exhausted. I didn't do anything. I couldn't get myself to get out of bed until like probably like 2 p.m. I know that's so sad, but I know I could have went to the beach, but thankfully it ended up like raining really hard that day. So it was kind of like a way for me to excuse it if anyone asked, like, oh, what else did you do? You know, like, oh, I couldn't. It rained. So I literally just stayed in, kind of ordered some food. Once I did get out of bed, you know, I put on a cute little outfit I brought along, took some pictures, but, you know, try to make it the most of the day, even though I was exhausted. So like I can give myself that. I mean, it's 3 days where I'm trying to like equally dehydrate myself, but only enough so I don't have to leave my spot to go pee. It's honestly kind of gross and unhealthy the amount of hours I go without peeing and eating. Like, I end up, like, I did sneak along, like, the granola bar just to, like, snack on if really needed. Because at some points it was so hot. Like, you're just waiting for the sun to go down so you can see or not be sweating. But that doesn't happen. Again, yeah, that's the Rolling Loud story. I love telling people and just seeing their reactions when I tell people, because it's always, like, they're just, like, super surprised. They don't believe it. Or they're just, like, excited, too, you know, for me. And I try to get them to go. I don't know. I think everyone should go to Rolling Loud. I mean, especially if you love that kind of music. How can you not go? I know this year a lot of people didn't like it. I haven't been to Rolling Loud since, but I do want to go again this summer if, as expected, they do another Miami run, because I do miss it a lot. And again, I love concerts, so why not? If you're interested in knowing who I got to hear while I was there, I do have it all in my notes app, because I always forget and I always write down, like, what concerts I go to. So at Rolling Loud, I saw Chippy Redd, Ski Mask, Playboi Carti, Flo Milli, Kid Cudi, Travis Scott, Future, City Girls, Uzi, Kendrick, Drown Milli, Gucci Mane, Cali, and Don Toliver. And I saw some more, but I only put the people that, like, I actually knew, you know? And then I also have a list of the people I missed. So whether that was from me waiting at the will call tent or just because they were on a different stage and it just wasn't worth it to leave just to go to the back. So I miss, yeah, again, Yachty, Lil Darkie, Sheck Wes, Aminé, Baby Keem, and Kodak Black. But stay tuned for some upcoming episodes. I have more experiences of me going to concerts by myself, ones that, you know, are really scary, some that have honestly been some learning experiences, or just more ways of me learning to be comfortable by myself. You know, waiting when you're trying to go to concerts early, like, you're waiting in line, and it can really be so hard to just be in line for that long without talking to people and feeling so awkward because you're surrounded by people who go with friends and groups of people. So it can feel so weird. But, like, when I'm in that concert, like, hearing the artist, it makes it so worth it. I forget how I felt before and I'm just in that moment. It's amazing. And it's crazy. I still meet people who are like, oh, I've never been to one. I always want to, like, go. What? What are you waiting? I know you have to wait for the artist to go on tour, have a concert, but, like, go. A lot of them aren't even that much money, depending. Like, I could have gone to a Playboi Carti concert, but that wasn't in the budget. No, or even the Travis Scott concert that I've been to. I was in the nosebleeds. But again, watch out for those episodes. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Again, you know, it's okay to do stuff by yourself. This was such a great experience. And I'm almost, you know, kind of glad it worked out that I got to go by myself, because since then I've been to, like, 5 concerts by myself where I wouldn't have been able to go at all because I don't have friends who listen to the same kind of music. So things I just accept that I have to do by myself. But now I'm, like, happy to do it by myself. Hello again. Thanks for listening in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I would love if you could take a quick second to share this with anyone you think should listen in. Also, don't forget to follow our Instagram at yourself.bybby. It really means the world to me to know you're listening in. I'll be back next week with a new episode for you. I'm glad you could make it.